We hear in the Mishnah Keres Hapnimi Shenikva, Shenikva, or Shenikra Roi Vachitzoina. So the Mishnah differentiates between the Keres Hapnimis that there, Anekev is Matrech Bakol Shu, and the Chitzoina is Roi Vachitzoina. And we learned last week there are Chiluki Deis, which is called the Keres Hachitzoina, while Kaponim, there the Shir is Roi. Reiv of the Chitzoina was Nikra, so then it's straight. Rav Yehuda Omer, Hagdoilo Tefach, Vaktano Berubo. So let us see Rashi in the Mishnah. The Rashi, Gdoilo Ktano, Loi Gasa Vedaka Koma. Not speaking about a Beime Gasa, Beime Daka, Elo Al Sheir Kotten Vesheir Godo. Im Nikra Tefach Vesheir, Af al gav the loyhavi rube. That is by a sheir cotton, so there the din is you could have roiv, even though there's not a tefach by a sheir cotton, so roiv can be matrif by the keres achitzoina. By a gdoila you do not need roiv as long as you have a tefach, so a tefach is matrif. So we have two shiurim in the Keres Hachitzoina which are matrev. Either roiv, which is applicable by a ktano. So you can have roiv even though it is less than a tefach. You can have a tefach even though it's less than roiv by a gdoila. Oma Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes, Oma Rabbaloso. Like gdoila, Gdoila Mamish, it does not mean the largest shoyr. Well, like Ktano Mamish, it does not mean the smallest eagle. Elo, ko shenikra bo tefach, v'loi havi ruba. Every shoyr, that if there was a tefach was nikra, and it is not roi, that means the tefach is not roiv of the keres chitzoina. Zuhi sheshaninu b'gdoila tefach. That's called gdoila tefach. That means it is a tefach and it is not roiv. So tefach is also matrif. Ruba v'loi havi tefach. If you have roiv and it is not a tefach, zuhi sheshaninu b'ktano b'ruba. What does Rashi say? Gdoila mamish does not mean gdoila shebegdoilis. Kol shenikra bo kloima, kol heicha de mishtakra oi tefach oi ruba treife. That means the Mishnah is telling us in the Keres Hachitzoina there are two simoni treifes, and the first one you encounter, that is matrif. So by a gedoila, so you encounter a tefach before you encounter roiv, and by a ktana you encounter roiv before you encounter a tefach, and each one is matre. Zok the Gemara weiter, v'ruba v'loi havi tefach pshite. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us that by a ktana, if roiv of the keres achitzoina was nikra, then it's treif, pshite, it's poshet. So what's the kasha pshite? Ruba pshite, the rubai kekuloi. I have a klal rubai kekuloi, so if roiv of the keres achitzoina was nikra, so versteht sich, it's treif. Tefach is achitish, it's a tarfus of a tefach. Even though it's not Rubai, Reiv of the Keres is Sholem. But Reiv, if Reiv is Nikra, is Rubai Kekulai. The Teferish Yaakov doesn't understand Rashi. He says, where do you see by Tarfus such an ungenumene Klau, Rubai Kekulai? He says, the Gargeres is Nizdeko Laorko. So we had before, it's Dafka Kulai. If Kulai is Nizdaka, it's treif. But not Ruba. By the Kaved, Nitel kuloi is treif, rubai is kosher. Where do you see that is a din in tarfis of rubai ke kuloi? She doesn't understand Rashi. Okay, so let's go for it. Al kaponim, so we have to know this is a difficult Rashi to understand. About kaponim, so the kasha is difficult to understand, but Rashi says that is pshat in the kasha. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us that if roiv of the keres achitzoine is nikra etzreiv, if a shteitzer, rubai kekule. Lo yitzriche dahave tefach b'mashu. So the Gemara says, no, you know, we're speaking about that if you would go a mashu further, it would be a tefach. We're talking about a ktana. So, it's roiv, and if we go a mashu more, it would be a tefach. Mahu de teima at de mikra bo tefach lehava treifa. I would think that till a tefach is not torn, it should be treifa. Kamash melo. What does Rashi say? Loi tzriche dahavi tefach b'mashu. Yavi mashu tvei merube have mikra tefach. If it would be a mashu who more, it would be a tefach. So I would think that then roiv doesn't, is not matriv. I would think then you need a tefach and go a mashu more, and then it'll be tefach. And if it's less than that mashu, so it's kosher. Kamash malon, that no, roiv is also tefach. Now this Gemara is pilei ployim. That means the Gemara has a kasha. We don't appreciate the kasha, but al kapone the Gemara has a kasha ruba pshita. If roiv of the keres achitzoin is nikra etzichet reif. So the Gemara understood for some reason that if roiv of the keres is nikra etzreif. So it's poshet. They're telling us rubi kekula. The Gemara says, no, it's speaking about if you go a mashu more, it would be a tefach. Fine. So I would think that since a mashu more would be a tefach, so I think it's not treif by roiv. It's only treif if you have a tefach, because a mashu more is a tefach. So what kind of havamin is there? That if, here I don't say rubei kekuloi, here I say a mashu, I would say, no, it's only treif of a mashu more, because then it's a tefach. So the veil, it's pilei ployim to understand the havamine. Let us see Taisvis, the second Taisvis. Rube v'loi havi tefach pshite. Perish pshite de roi moyo lekula ome. Uktsas teima maika mishani. So Taisvis, so what's the teretz? Loi tzricha dika tefach b'mashu, a mashu mod is a tefach. Ma de teima de mikri bo tefach lehavi treife. Da teises ksas teima va amais al kedai tach lemei mocha. Why would I have such a hava mine? Ksas teima. So the leiv arye asks on teises, ksas teima. He says that's a big teima. He doesn't understand. It doesn't make sense whatsoever. What's a teises a ksas teima? So the leiv arye says, am mire de kipshat. And he says as follows. He says, there's a Rashi before that says, by treifis, you need a roiv anikar leinayim. Need a roiv gomo. That means, let us say, if the keres is 5 inches, so if you have a little bit more than 2.5 inches, if you'll measure it, it's a little bit more than 2.5, that's not a roiv that will be matriv. You need a roiv, hanikar lanayim, that when you look at it, al mishkol rishon, you see that it's a roiv. That's a treifa d'arayis. Af al pi kein, he says, it's mavua klal, that if you have a roiv al yedei medide, and not nikar lanayim, that means you look at it, you can't tell, but if you'll measure it, or be a mashu more than chatzi, it's treif, that's midrabon. So we have now a loch as follows. In order to be where Reiv is matrif min ha-toyre, you need Reiv ha-nikol einayim. That is matrif min ha-toyre. Midarabonon, they said, a Reiv ha-yidei medide is also matrif. Now, why did they say this? Why were they so firm? If they, because you need a Reiv ha-nikol einayim. Why did they say, for a Reiv ha-yidei medide? He says, because they made a gzeira. They made a gzeira, because if you're going to say that Reiv al yedei medida is kosher, so people might make a choice. I'll say, oh, I measured it, and it's Reiv, and it's kosher. So Mamela, if it's Reiv al yedei, Nikola, I see Reiv is kosher. The Rav Paskin Reiv is kosher. So I'll say Reiv al Nikola Naim is also kosher. So they were geyser midarabonon Reiv al yedei medida oto Reiv al yedei that hanikalei nai. That's the halach. So he says, but what'll be if you'll have a reiv al yedei hamedide, and if it'll be a mashahu more, it will be a tefach. So in this case, is there a necessity to be geyser? You have nothing to be worried about. Because what are you afraid of? This is taken not reif min ha-teire. But I'm afraid that they'll say that a reif gom, if this is not reif, they'll say a reif gom is also not reif. But over here, if it's a mashu less than a tefach, as soon as it becomes a tefach is ichet reif. So here there's no mokim ligzer. Here there's no mokim ligzer, a case where a tefach is matrif, and this is a mashu less than a tefach, so afilo you'll say this is kosher, you have nothing but to worry about. Because the minute it gets a mashu more, it'll be treif al tefach. Tefach, people know tefach is treif. Tefach is a day medide. So memele, so there'd be a hava mine, that in a case where a tefach is matrif, and this is a roiv, a mashu less than a tefach, so I would think here they weren't geyser, because there's nothing to be afraid of. I feel the people will say that roiv is not matrif, but if it gets a little more, be a tefach, and a tefach people know is matrif. So mele, here there's no mokim ligzer. Here there's no mokim ligzer. If a mashu more be a tefach, so there's no mokim ligzer. That is the havamine. That was the havamine that here they shouldn't be geyser. That's what the Levaya wants to say. That the holding of a reiv al yedei medida, which is treif, is only treif because if this reiv will be kosher, they'll say a real reiv is also kosher. So that's where they were geyser. Reiv al yedei medida otu reiv al yedei the hanikalei naim. But if this is a mashu less than a tefach, I have nothing to be geyser. Because a fellow they'll say that reiv is kosher, but a tefach is treif. So the minute it becomes a mashu more, they'll know it's treif because it's a tefach. So memela, that would be the hava mine to be mekel. It's kamash melon. Now Taisu says, It's a ktsas teime that, I mean, chazal wa goyzel roi va yidei medida oto roi. In this case, grad, there's no mokim ligzer. So you should say, each case chazal made the gzera, only in certain cases, not in all cases. That's the ktsas teime of Taisus. Abal kaponim ahav aminim. That a roi va yidei medida should not be matter, abal kaponim ashtikal hav aminim, there would be. That's how the Levaya says pshat. The Rabbeinu, Potosis doesn't like this because it's a pshatim. The Rabbeinu Chananu Goris, the Iko Tefach Umashu. Now let us just say the Gilsa was, he made from a base of O. Rashi said, Hochi Garsinu Latsicha David Tefach Bimashu. That in a mashu more, it would become a tefach. That was Rashi's gilsa. The Rabbeinu Chananu is geiris, the ikar tefach umashu. The Reitzel Leforish, Rube de lehave tefach, the Gemara in the Havamina held that the Mishnah is telling us two halachas. One halacha that roiv, one halacha that roiv is matrif, even though there's no tefach. The other halacha that tefach is matrif, even though there's no roiv. Rube, so the Gemara Havamina, Rube de loy have tefach, hainuk she'ein b'chol hakeres tefach. The Gemara Havamina Ruba v'lei have a tefach means that the whole keres is not a tefach, so then roiv is matrif. V'lekach porich shape pshite, de loy boi tefach, that's poshet, you don't need a tefach. Sherei ein bekula tefach. So there's no chiddush whatsoever to tell me that roiv is matrif even though you don't have a tefach. The whole keres is less than a tefach. So that's poshet, you don't need a tefach. Umishani kegoy diike tefach umashu. Speaking about that the keres is a tefach umashu. Mahu de teime kiven diike bekula tveimi tefach. I would think that if, since there's more than a tefach, so I would think here you need a tefach to be matre. The mitzvah de mikra tefach kamash malon, that no, that roiv alone is matre, you don't need a tefach. He says, to tell me you don't need a tefach if the keres is less than a tefach, or the keres is mamish a tefach, that you don't need a memra to tell us, that's bullshit. That you don't need so much. Now the chiddush is that a pillow, the keres is more than a tefach. So then I would think that the tafis is with a tefach, kamash malom, the roiv is also matr. Omar gnei ve'omar rabbi yasi, nigdero kisela treifo. If there's a hole in the keres hachitzain, so the vial, we have now two shiurim to be matrif. We have, it's nikra roiv, or nikra atefa. Now, Omar Abasi, nigdero, if there's a hole, kisela treif. If your hole, the size of a sela was a coin, treif. Now, where do you get the shear? She im timtach tamoid al tefach. If you would stretch it, it would be a tefach. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, nikdero kimin aruba agulo, it's a round hole, v'roichav hakdero, it's nikdero, this hole, is kisela, it is the diameter of a sela, matbeya rochavu. So the chiddush is, why is this straight? This is not ruboy, this is not a tefach. No. Shim timtach, I have moishchoy lekan ulekan. If you would have this hole, which is in the keres achitzoine, and you stretch the hole, lekan ulekan, sheyikone sa'oigel la'oirech oileroichev, you're making the oigel, you're bringing it together, so the whole circumference, you're now making a straight line, a straight krah, by stretching it out, you would have one tefach. Now, let us make a little arithmetic. We're speaking about, like this, we're speaking about that you have a hole. You have a hole. Now, if you'll stretch the hole, it's talking from the skin of the keres, so you can stretch. You'll stretch the hole. Now I'll measure, so what did I do? I took the oigel, the length of the circumference, and I made it one straight line. I made it one straight line. Now I measure from the beginning to the end, it's a tefach. So now, so it comes out that I have like a slit, in the two sides of the oigel are a tefach. That's how it comes out. I measured it now, it's a tefach. So it comes out, what is the circumference of a sela? Two tefachim. Because the length, I stretched it out, so the cut, which was like this, now, so each half a circle is now the length of a tefach. So it comes out the circumference of the whole circle is two tefachim. Comes out the circumference of the whole circle is two tefachim. So memele, so it comes out that the diameter of the circle is two-thirds of a tefach. The diameter of the circle is two-thirds of a tefach because the circumference is three times the diameter. So memele, that is what, so im timtach, I have a moishchoi, lekan o lekan. You take this hole and you spread it out, you stretch it out, now the roundness, each semicircle, you're making, you're taking away the roundness, and you're stretching it out. So now it's getting in the length. Either this way or this way. So memele, that is the size. So the shear of a sela, and it comes out according to Rashi, that the shear of a sela is that the shear of a sela is that the sela has a diameter of two thirds of a tefach, and if it has a, and if this sela, if you have a sela a nekev that's two thirds, that the diameter is two thirds of a tefach, so you can know. So we have Keilu, it was Nikra Atefach, Shim Timtach Tamid Al Tefach. That is Shitas Rashi. Shitas Toisvis is Lishe Timtach Tamid Al Tefach. So Toisvis learns a different pshat. Shetakiv Hasela Bechut. If you will take a chut, and you will take the circumference of the sela, so Taisvis says that the size is that the circumference of a sela is a tefach. That's right. That's what Taisvis says. Shetakiv hasela, you'll take the circumference of the sela b'chut. With a chut, you'll take the whole circumference of the sela. V'yimtach achut, and then you'll spread out this chut. Yiyah ba'olkoi tefach, so the length of the chut is a tefach. So that is treif already. If you have a hole that the circumference is a tefach, that is sufficient. So it comes out the diameter of this hole is a third of a tefach. So that's the machlokes, because a third, the diameter is a third of the circumference. So Taisvis learns pshat that you need such a hole that the circumference is a tefach. That's all that you need. That's some emele, so that is matrit. So then the diameter of the hole has to be a third of a tefach. The diameter is a third of the circumference. And according to Rashi, you need such a nekev that if you would stretch out the nekev, it would stretch out to be a tefach. So then it comes out the circumference of the hole is two tefachim. So the diameter is two thirds of a tefach. So that's the machlekes Rashi and Taisvis. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba. Rav Chiya bar Abba said, "Lodidi mefarshel minei degnei v'amavre denadoi." That I once met the Gneve, that was Kneged, the Nar that was opposite Nardoi. And he said as follows, Kisela Kshera. He said, not like that. But if it's the size of a Sela, it is Kshera. Yeser mikisela treife. If it's more than a sela, then it's treife. Vekamo yeser mikisela. So how much more than a sela should it be? Omar Rav Yosef, kigoin the island tlas kashioso, betzipo beduchko, beloy tzipo berafcho. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, tlas kashioso garinei tamro. You'll take 3 pits of a date. Betzipo, if there's some oichel left on it, im oichel hanishar sviva yisera, that means you have 3 pits of a date that when it is eaten it wasn't completely, the basar of the tumor was not completely taken off. There's still some basar on it. Is yichnesu shloisha benekev bedoichik. Then you can take 3 pits and you'll put it into this hole so it'll be bedoichik. Or if you have 3 pits that you have three pits without any oichel on it, the mamish completely clean, Bahar Boche. Al Koponim, so Gneva said a shear. Gneva said a shear that he said that a kisela is kosher. More than a sela is treif. And what's attached more than a sela? So he said if it's an area that 3 pits b'tzipa go in b'doichik or without a tzipa go in b'rvocha. Now, the stipler in Shiurim Shol Teure says, Amor de Kecheshben over here, he says, a tefach is 4 agutlin. And then a goydel is a inch. A goydel is an inch. Four inches is a tefach. 4 inches is a tefach. So he says, so now, let us say Rashi's pshat. Rashi learns that a sela is a diameter of 2/3 of a tefach. 2/3 of a tefach. 2/3 of 4 inches. A 2/3 of 4 inches. You have a hole with a diameter of 2/3 of 4 inches. He says you'll take 3 pits and put it into such a hole you can put 5-6 pits there. In such a hole with a diameter of 2/3 of 4 inches, as I feel according to Taisus, 1/3 of 4 inches is more than an inch, a diameter of more than an inch, take 3 pits. He says, Zicha, there was Zicha Ashinoi, and there was Nishtanda the pits, Al Kaponim. He speaks about this Shaila, if nowadays, if it's Nishtanda the Peiris or other things, he says, you see, Klaw from the Gemara, it Zicha was Nishtanda. Nowadays, he says, Zicha, you don't have with 3 pits that will fit Bedoichik, In such a hole. He says, many more pits will fit in such a hole. So it brings a raya from our Gemara that it was Nishtana, the size of the tomorrow, the pits of the tomorrow. We can't be saying what was Bisman Chazal. Hemsis Ubeis HaKaisis. What did we have? Let us go back to the Mishnah. We had Hemsis Ubeis HaKaisis. Shenikvu lechutz. If there's a nekev lechutz, so the din is a nekev mashu shenikvu lechutz. So the din is that it is chayv. Zeh lo zeh. So then it's kosher, as he said. Tana rabbana, machat shenimtza ba'ayvi beis hakoses. This thing we had learned already. Amachat shenimtza ba'ivi beis hakoyis. Now the beis hakoyis has 2 walls on it. Mitzad echad kshera. So if the machat punctured 1 wall, is kshera, because we have the other wall, which will hold back the psoilis, the rei, in the Beis HaKoses from going out to the Chalal HaGuf. Mishnei Tzadim, it's Treifa. Let us see Tosfos. Machat shenimtzeis boibi Beis HaKoses b'tzad echot kshera. We're speaking about, the Baraisa speaks about, the Mishnah says, let us learn Elach the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Hemsis in Beis HaKoses is Nifsal Benekev Koshu. Now the Baraisa says, by the Beis HaKoses, Mitzat Echot Kshera. So why is the Tana differentiating between the Beis HaKoses and the Hemsis? By the Beis HaKoses, Mitzad Echot is Kshela. Avo Behemsis, so Afilu Mitzad Echot, Shaloi Nikiv, Me'eva Le'eva Trefe, Kach Perish Rashi B'moki Macher. Amoyre Dekechidish Rashi says, Rashi was Medayik. Here it says the complete wall was not punctured, it's kosher by the Beis HaKoses. So Rashi says by the Hemsis, even though there's only one wall, Afilu, the complete wall wasn't punctured, it's treif. Amor de kechidish. Afilu, that's what Rashi says. And Rashi was medayik because he said this halacha, dafke by the Beis HaKoses, not by the Hemsis. Vafilu im timsa loima dein svore she ye treife. Afilu, you'll say it. Doesn't make sense? Hoyo vulei nikiv ela chatsiyo. So what's pshat in Rashi? But tina le meima de kulei nikiv. Pshat is like this. If half of the oir of the hemsis was nikiv, we are afraid that maybe the whole thing was nikiv. Vechayshin en shema hivri. And we're afraid, even though now we only see half of the wall was punctured. We're afraid maybe the whole wall was punctured. Ki heichi de chashin in gabe veshet, bereish pilken laman de machayish lesofik druse. So even though I don't see lefoneinu a complete nekev, I'm chayish and mahivri. Maybe there was a whole nekev mafulish in the emsis, And I see a reis in the oir hahemsis, and I'm chayish. Maybe there was a nekiv in the whole oir. Now I don't see the nekiv in the whole oir. Maybe that was olakum machmas hamake, and I don't recognize it. So we're saying napshat according to Rashi. V'ho diktoni b'masnisen hemses u'beis akoises shenikvu l'chutz. L'chayre, but the Mishnah is not mashma like Rashi. The Mishnah says shenikvu l'chutz. It seems it's a nekev mefulish. The mashma to be a nekev mefulish. Lav davke l'chutz shiye mefulish. No. Not necessarily do we have to say that l'chutz means that it's mefulish. Elakloima l'chutz. Klapechutz, the direction of the nekev is going out lachutz, lafuki nikvu zele soichzeh. That's what the Mishnah means. The direction of the nekev is going letzatchutz, not zele soichzeh. If it's nekev, zele soichzeh, there's a nekev from the Beis HaKoses to the Hemsis, that will not be matriv, because side by side, it goes from the Beis HaKoses to the Hemsis. Now let's explain something else. That what it says by the Beis HaKoses, Mitzad Echot Kshayro, Bo'ovi Beis HaKoses. That means we have here two oirois. And it said if one oir was punctured, it's kosher. Tzorich Leforish, we have to elaborate a little. Oisei Tzad Echot Mibifnim Klapi Arei. It means that we see the oir, that's the innermost oir, that's klapi the rei, that was punctured. Tehi tzad shebechutz, klapei chlal haguf. Afilu leinikev klalo, shenimtze machat bechlal haguf, treife, domen nekubi noki vaosoi. If you see the nekev from the tzad achitzoin of the Beis HaKoyses, so al kochoch, it came there from the chlal haguf. So if you have a nekev that was floating around in the chlal haguf, alkochoch, if you have a machat that made a nekev from the chlal haguf, so alkochoch, it's tamazoy treit, because how did the machat get there? Alkochoch, so the behem is treit. Bekitzel, so this is Shitas Rashi, that Rashi says laloche, that the oil, Rashi says laloche, that the oir of the hemses afilu a chelik of the oir of the hemses was nikiv. That's called tadechot. It's straight. The ein nira la rabbeinu tam loymer she yitreifa b'loy nikiv ella chatzi ha'oir shel hemses. Rabbeinu tam does not want to accept such a pshat. Say it's a moir dike chiddush to say that if half of the oir was nikiv, and it should be treif. That's not called a treif. The nira loy, the hemses nami mitzad echot ksheira. The hemses, that if half of the hemses was nikiv, it's kosher. Boho de nokat, boivi beis hakoises mitzad echot ksheira, which lochaira we should be medayik, that by the hemses, that after by the beis hakoises, by the hemses sad echot is treif? No. Rebusa kamash mala. Lefi she yesh loy shnei oirois. Nisonga stadecha diskosher. Lefi she yesh loy shnei oirois. The kamash mala. The af al gav sheni keib oir echot sholem. The chidish of tzadechot is, the chidish of tzadechot is, the chidish is even though an oir sholem was nikev. Even though an oir sholem was nikiv, afal pi kein it's kosher, afal achik sheirim, ad she nikvu shnei. So the chiddush is, so the chiddush of tzad echad is, even you have a nekiv mefulish in the oir. So by the beis hakoyses it's kosher, because there's another oir. La'afuki, the hemses, if you have a nekiv mefulish in one oir, it is straight. That's pshat in the Mishnah. That a oir echod mefulosh is kosher by the Beis HaKoyses. And by the hemses, an oir echod mefulosh is straight. Because you don't have another oir. But agav de nokat mitzadecho ksheiro. Since it says mitzadecho ksheiro, nokat nami mishnei tzodim treife. So now it says mishnei tzodim treife. Avo gav de milsa de pshiti. That's poshe mishnei tzodim is treife. Because the hemses is below, if it's a nekem of foolish, it's also treif. So the whole time it's kosher because you have another oil. So this is poshet. The ikeh chiddush is the ikeh chiddush tzad echod me foolish the beis hakoyses is kosher because there's another oil. Tzad echod by the hemses me foolish is treif. Then Rabbeinu Tam says that could be that what it says that Mishnei Tzodim it's treif is also a chiddush. This is also a chiddush that Shnei Oireis of the Beis HaKoyses are treif. Why? The Salke Daitach Amina, I would think Afilu Mishnei Tzodim, Kegoin shenikvu shnei ha'oirois of the Beis HaKoyses, it's ksheir, why? Lefi sheshoichev al gabi hemses. Because the Beis HaKoyses rests, lies on the hemses. Ubeduva kshom b'shumen, and it's attached b'shumen. It's a streif b'shumen. Vahava amine do'oisoi dveikis megin. That the rei shouldn't go out. I would think since the Beis HaKoyses is resting on the hemses, so I would think that the hemses would be a steamer for the nekev mufulish of the base oiris of the base akaisis. Midi dahave achal choylish and nikva v'yachayim amidi noise d'ksheira. We had such a cheshbon. We had Ziri said that it is a nekev in the chalcheilus and the rectum, that since the reichayim amamidem oisa, so I do not have to be afraid that the rei will get into the chalal aguf. So kamash malon. So here the chiddush is that is a chiddush of shnei tzadim also that is treif. I do not say that the hemses that the Beis HaKoisis is resting on is a steamer for the nekev in the nekev of foolish in the Beis HaKoisis. So bekitzer, we have here a machloikis Rashi in the Rabbeinu Tam. We have here a loche that the Beis HaKoisis tzadechot is kosher shnei tzadim is treif. So the Rabbeinu Tam says the Chiddush is, and that's by the Beis HaKoisis, by the Hemses, it seems Tzadechot is also treif. So he says, the Tzadechot by Beis HaKoisis means even though it's mefulish, it's kosher, because you have another oil. By Sheein came by the Hemses, if it's mefulish, it's treif. Vim Toima, Fraktoisvis, Omrinin, Bamamem Adlikim, Gabehanu tlas mili dishtanu shemayu. The Gemara says there are three things that their name has changed. Hivluli beikasi, what was once called Hivluli, which was the Hemses, is now called Beis HaKoisis. Ubeikasi, in what was once called Beis HaKoisis, is now called Huvlila. So Lemaisa, the terminology changed, so we have to know, so what people call now Huvlila, which is Hemses, that means Beis HaKoisis. And what they call Beis HaKoisis, that means Hemses. Right? Like the Gemara, Lemai Nafkamina, well, what's the difference, what they call it, what's the Nafkamina? Lemachat Shenimseis Ba'ive Beis HaKoisis. A machat that nimseis ba'ive beis ha'koisis. V'hashte mai nafkuse ise. So what is the nafkemine? Obetobayu omrinon mitzad echod kshero mishnei tzodim treifo gam behuvlila. That means according to Rashi, according to Rashi, the Hemses is treif, afilu, it was partially punctured. So Memele and the Beis HaKoisis, afilu was completely punctured, one oir, it's kosher. So Memele, according to Rashi, we have to know what we're speaking about. Someone asked a shaila that the Beis HaKoisis was, there was a nekev b'tzad echot, which by the base, which in reality by Beis HaKoisis is good if one oir was nekev, so that's good. But since we call now Hemses, we call the Hemses the Beis HaKoisis, so it's no good. So we have to know this, that Lemaisa, the terminology changed, and what they call now Beis HaKoisis is really the Hemses, and b'tzad echot is taketreif, even though it's partially nekev. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that if one oil, the Hemses is only treif, if it's through and through, if it's through and through, the Hemses is only treif if it's through and through, and the Beis HaKoisis is also only treif when it's through and through. So what kind of kilkul could we make? Yeshloima the nafkemino shleitita leforish ma sheomar mitzad echot ksheira. You shouldn't make a mistake Now that what the din is mitad echad k'sheira zeh behuv lehilem. Dahainu hem si sha'ata k'ayrin beis ha'kaises. That is, tadech ha'ksheire is behuv lehilem. Dahainu hem si sha'ata k'ayrin beis ha'kaises. That's kosher. Avol b'meshe k'ayrin ach shehuv lehilem. Yishloime denat k'minom. Shloitite l'forish. You shouldn't make a mistake. Masha omar mitadech ha'ksheirem. Zeu b'lila, you shouldn't think that tzadecha is kosher, dahainu hemsis. Hemsis is kosher, sh'ata koirin, beis ha'koises. That is kosher. Tzadecha means it's not completely mefulish. So I would think davke. By the hemses, which we call now beis ha'koises, that is kosher. Avo b'meshe koyin arshav huvlila, but that which we call now huvlila, hainu mashe girm likreis beis ha'koises, afilu mitzad echo treif, you shouldn't say that one tzad is treif, oyel v'nikev er sholeh. So memele, so that's why he's coming to tell us, that people shouldn't think that tzad echod means a nekev she'enim mefulish is kosher by the hemses, but by the beis hakoisis it's right because there's mefulish. Ayuv nikev, ayuv shol. Inami shlei nitenami mishnei tzadim treifim, tahave b'meshe keren arsho beis hakoisis to hemses. That what we call the beis ha'koises, which is the hemses, so it's through and through. That is the chonita. Now, the mishnei tzadim treifa davi meshekayim leisachshe beis ha'koises went through and through the hemses. Avo b'meshekayim achshe b'vlilim d'mashekayim mitchila beis ha'koises afilu mishnei tzadim sheira davi k'mei chalchayim shenikvi v'chaim amidim oisot. So that is why we have to know clearly the terminology, that one shouldn't make a mistake and think that Shnei Tzadim is treif only by the Hemses, but the Beis HaKoses is kosher because the Hemses is mechas. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Nimtza oleo koiretam. So we have like this. We found a machat and we found a nekev mishnei tzadim in the beis hakoses is treif. Nimtza oleo koire dam, and we found on the machat some dam, and we see a nekev mishnei tzadim b'yadua shelifnei shchita. So then we know that this nekev occurred lifnei shchita, and therefore, so it was treif. What if we did not find on the machat a koiredam? So then, I assume that this nekev occurred after shchita. So my mail is kosh. Higlit pi hamaket. What if we see that there is a scab, there's a crust on the pi hamaket? Biyadua sheshloishe yomim koidem shchita. That means if I see that there's a crust, and Chazal knew that it takes 3 days to make a crust, so al kochach, this happened at least 3 days before the shchita. So that means if a person purchased this behemoth less than 3 days before the shchita, so it's zicha a mekach tois, because we see now that there was, it takes 3 days to make a cross, and this was purchased less than 3 days before the shchita, so we know a kochach he purchased a behemah treife, and therefore it's a mekach tois. Loi higlit pi amakev, what happens if there's no cross? That means we see on the machat dam. So we know clearly that this that this nekev occurred b'chaye habehein. Now the shaila is, and there's no crust on the makev. So now the shaila is, when did this occur? Did this occur after the sheichet bought it? So then it's his loss. So became treif b'shus shel sheichet. Or did it occur before the sheichet bought it? And so comes out it's a mekach tois. So the loche is, ameitzi mechaveiroi olav harayim. Let's see what Rashi says. If you see dam on the machat b'yedua shalifnei shchita, so I know clearly that this machat made the hole before the shchita, so it's treif, and that's why there's dam on the machat. Hugla, there's a crust. B'yedua, if there's a crust, b'yedua shu gimel yomim kaidem shchita. So al kochoch, this nekev occurred 3 days before the shchita. V'imlocha b'soich shloisha yomim, if the taboch, the sheikh had purchased it, b'soich shloisha yomim, have a mekach tois. So the meicher is to return the money to him because it was a treife. What is if there's no crust on the makke? So I know that the 3 days did not pass by from when this makke was made. Ikel is spooky. So naiv a sofik. Ikoy de mekachavi. Did it be, was a treif before the tabach purchased it from the balabaima? Ila'acha mekachavi, or did it occur after the mekach? Bala tabach, sure, that's the sheikhet, but I bought the baima from a cattle dealer, shu moitzi miyodoi, so he's a moitzi from the moicha. Why do we say that he's moitzi from the moicha? The mistome, before you give money, you don't give a behemoth. So he has to bring a raya that was nitraf before the mekach. The misfeke lemafkinen momayne mechazoke. Misafik, you cannot be mighty momen. So memele, so the lekeach, the tabach will have to bring a raya. So the Gemara asks a little further, Mashna Mikolni Kuvi Dalme. Here we say that we can be Mevara when the Nekev occurred through studying the Machat. If there's Dam on the Machat, it's a Raya that occurred Michayim. If there's no Dam on the Machat, so I know it occurred after Misa. So the more fact of Mashna Mikolni Kuvi Dalme, all Nekovim, the afal gav the leker dam, even though there's no dam in the mokim of the nekev, torif ma, it's also treif. We don't make cheshbon, so where's the dam? So he says, osam leker midi lemisrach. There, as some say, I find a nekev, to look in the area of the nekev, it could very well be there was dam, and it was washed away. So Mamil, there's nothing that the dam should be neschabot to. Hochek, even the Ike Machat, here is a Machat, he isa the koidem shritahu, misrach avesorach, the dam would still be attached to the Machat, and if the Machat is clean, so that's a raya that it happened after the shritah. Manach kumid loy gosina hosam la kumidi la misrach, shenimse neke beloy Machat, there, so I have nothing. There's nothing but the dam should hold on to. Shadam yaitse hu miskanech belachluches habos, it washes away. Vahoylech, lefi shein lei heichen li dovek, there's nothing that it should attach itself to. But if there's a machat in front of us, misrach avesorech adam b'machat.